Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into the Go 24/7 podcast. My name is Bryce Kuhn. He is Glenn West. You've been seeing a lot of us lately on your timeline, and we appreciate you tuning in. Glenn, we said we didn't know the next time we'd be seeing each other. It's not in person because, I don't know about you, it was way too cold to even go outside the house, the apartment today whatsoever. But LSU makes a big-time hire. Corey Raymond being brought back to Baton Rouge. Glenn, this is a big one, man. This is one that a lot of people had been pointing towards, a lot of people had been thinking would happen, and finally, this domino falls, which is a big one not only for the program on the field, but off the field as well.
Yeah, this is another really big-time signing for LSU to get Corey Raymond back in the fold. This is a coach who really needs no introduction in terms of past success with LSU, obviously being here from 2012 to 2021 is his main stint with the program. Been in Louisiana for a very, very long time. Of course, that narrative of Brian Kelly wanting to bring in coaches that have those Louisiana roots, the background, know the recruiting around this area. And really, there's no one better in terms of defensive backs than Corey Raymond has proven to be here over the last decade or so. You reunite him, obviously, with Frank Wilson, who was a big part of his tenure here as well, and those two were linking back up. Blake Baker is another factor in all of this. I think just because they worked together in 2021, Baker was the linebackers coach when Raymond was here back in 2021 as the secondaries coach, and so there's that link. You look at other ties to Corey Raymond, has a lot of people that are in his corner in terms of wanting him to be here. It was just a matter of kind of when this could happen. It really did feel like this was kind of leaning this way for a little bit now, several weeks. And you could probably even go back further than that with Raymond's name tied to LSU. But you really just run down just the past history of success he's had, bringing in guys like Grant Delpit, you bring in Jamal Adams, you bring in Dante Jackson, Greedy Williams, Derek Stingley, just a few of the defensive backs that he's brought in over his time at LSU and has really done a phenomenal job with this program in particular. I'm going to be very interested to see what it looks like in terms of his return in on the recruiting front. You know, this is obviously a secondary that has a lot of numbers, you know, over 20 guys right now between safeties and cornerbacks that are currently on the roster for 2024. How he deciphers who's going to be kind of the ones that he wants to thrust into big roles, prominent roles, I'm sure all that will really take care of itself on the field this spring. But it'll also give him a good indication and give Blake Baker and Brian Kelly a good indication, too, of what further work might need to be done in the portal. We know LSU's going after a couple different guys in terms of whether it's five-star freshman Terry Bussey, who is yet to sign. You could throw in a couple of portal guys that they've been linked to. They obviously brought in Jair Brown, who was a big-time cornerback. They brought in a couple safeties with Jordan Gilbert. in Austin Osbury. So there's still some room here, I think, where you can add some talent and add some quality talent just based off of what becomes available over the next several weeks. And I do think that now having this guy here, now having Raymond back into the fold, you can really make those final pitches to guys like Bussey, who's going to be here at the end of the month. You can dive into the portal and really have strategy meetings on who you really want to target, who you think could really help your program. So this checks off a lot of boxes, in my opinion, overall thoughts, but this is one that needed to get done. It was took a little bit longer than I think most had probably expected in terms of the finality of it. But now that it's done, I think it's a very good hire for Brian Kelly, who just seems to continue to knock a lot of these coaching moves out of the park. And it's certainly going to be a big, big step forward, I think, for LSU.
Yeah, Glenn, I mean, look, when you talk about Corey Raymond, I mean, this is something I put on the board and I said, look, the longer this plays out, maybe the less confident you start to feel in it. And I think that was just kind of a gut feeling. You know, when these things don't – the domino doesn't fall immediately, especially with so many dominoes falling not only in Baton Rouge but across the country in terms of hires of position coaches, head coaches, and everything. When it's not moved quickly, people start to kind of freak out and everything like that. And I understand that. And you mentioned, too, I mean, this is a situation where people were starting to say, okay, what's going on here? But, you know, we had heard some rumblings. We had heard some things through the weeds. Sonny was really kind of plugged into this whole situation of it felt like things were going to move this way. I think that when you look at back at the whole timeline of this, and I'm just spitballing here. I wanted to get your thoughts on this. I think there was interest from parties at LSU to bring Corey Raymond back. I think there was interest from Corey Raymond to come back until they nailed down and got Blake Baker in the fold. That had to be the first domino to fall. Look, teams do it across the country very differently. But I think that once Brian Kelly got Baker into the building and they started fleshing out their plan, getting Bo Davis, you know, getting several different options, once that plan was kind of thought out from Scott Woodward to Brian Kelly to Blake Baker, I think that's maybe why it took so long. Because obviously, if you kind of look at the guy who's been on the market for the longest, it is Corey Raymond. Because, you know, he was kind of let go at Florida back in December. So this is a guy who's been on the market for quite some time. And I think it's just more of a thing where Kelly's going to do his due diligence in this, making sure that everyone's on the same page, even if people inside the program said, hey, we really want to go get that guy.
Yeah, and I think you have to do your due diligence. I mean, when a position or when a coaching change as significant as the one that happened over the weekend with Alabama and the domino effects that happened with Washington, with Arizona, with a lot of these other schools around the country, you have to just kind of maybe reset a little bit, you know, just kind of think about what other options might be out there. I don't know how close LSU was to finalizing this thing over the weekend, but like I do think that the Nick Saban retirement could have.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level.
old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000. And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast. Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely delayed this by at least a little bit in terms of just looking at who was out there, and immediately the Alabama DB coach or one of the DB coaches, you know, bolts for Georgia. And there's a lot of moving parts here that I think if you're Brian Kelly and if you're the CEO type that he is, you really have to sit back and just evaluate everything. And I think that's something he told us from very early stages here in terms of what he was going to do with this defensive staff. This was back when they had the former defensive staff still available, but he said they're going to evaluate everything, leave no stone unturned. And I think that's what you saw here with this. And look, I mean, I do think that there's something here in terms of the fact that he wanted to make sure that Raymond was the right guy, obviously letting him walk out the door a couple of years ago. I remember there being quite a bit of backlash from the fans for letting that happen, or at least from some fans. Mm, yeah. And there was a lot of just kind of, I don't want to say frustration, but just curiosity or just anxiousness as to letting him walk out the door like that. And so you really want to kind of, I think in Brian Kelly's case here, he's really kind of noticing with the hire of Blake Baker, with Corey Raymond coming back, yeah. Like, he realizes maybe he let a couple get away from him there a couple of years ago, and that, you know, this is in large respect, you know, in terms of guys that he knows that can help recruit this area, get these guys back up to speed in terms of being, quote unquote DBU, which is what they were for a very good portion while Raymond was here. He certainly extended what was being built prior to him arriving, but I do think that there's something to be said there for really kudos to Brian Kelly for, you know, recognizing that, being open to the idea of bringing him back in here. And it really extends to the idea here that who was one of the first coaches that we heard could be linked to LSU once all these defensive changes were made. It was Corey Raymond. Yeah. Even before all this happened, you know, with the defensive staff changes, it was Corey Raymond. And it just kind of goes back to what my overall feeling of the coaching hires have been all along, is that like Blake Baker, Bo Davis, Corey Raymond, Kevin Peoples, these were all guys that were linked to LSU in the very early stages of all this. And LSU's landed all of them. I mean, they were number one, number two choice practically for every position that they filled so far on defense. And that just tells me that they are there's nothing that they aren't willing to do to get the best possible staff here. I do think that they have one of the best staffs now, I think, in the SEC in terms of experience and past success. And but, you know, you're only as good as your next move. And I think there's going to be a lot of a lot of pressure on this defense to get good right away, because I think they do know that this offense is pretty explosive, even when you do lose a guy like Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers and Ryan Thomas. But I do think that they understand that this is going to be need to be a pretty quick turnover in terms of getting the defense up to speed, getting these guys ready to compete at the highest level. And I think they've got a lot of guys who've had success and can help them get there quicker, maybe, than you would if you were taking some chances or some leaps on some on other candidates. So, yeah, that's kind of my overall thoughts there.
Yeah, no, and look, I mean, you talk about what this guy brings in terms of, you know, the brand value of LSU, the DBU, top safety in the 2025 class, Fahim Delane, out of Maryland. This is a guy who he kind of quote tweeted that he was, some of the surprised eyes of when that announcement was made. And look, that's one guy that you'd love to have in there. And yeah, and everyone, I mean, a lot of people, current players have been saying, hey, let's bring him in.
Former, current, Jabari Antoine is another one that has kind of put out some different tweets since the news was announced. I think that he's very excited about the move. That's a guy, that's a young man that is in here in the state of Louisiana. You know, his prime Corey Raymond in terms of, you know, target and who he wants to bring in terms of, you know, guys that they think can help step the program up to another level. And so, yeah, I think that's going to be a big part of this in terms of their future recruiting. But even a guy like Jacoby Stevens, who's on the staff right now as an analyst slash kind of assistant right now as he's building up his coaching career, he was recruited and played under Corey. So he can, I'm sure, be a big testament to guys on the current roster who are maybe don't have the familiarity from the last year or two with not being around Corey. So there's going to be a lot of links here to why this makes sense. We'll dive into some of that. And by the time most people are probably watching this, this article will already be out, but definitely going to touch on just, you know, a lot of the familiar angles and just really the continuation here of why, you know, Brian Kelly's bringing in guys that not only have a past history of success, but with links to the program, links to players, to coaches, to other staff members. And, you know, this is a big part of why I think the continuity aspect of this is going to be able to continue to some degree.
Yeah, it's also interesting, too, Blake Baker now hiring people that he's had experience with all across his staff. We mentioned it and you wrote about it and we talked about it on the last podcast. This is not just something where, you know, it may be a different staff, but the idea of continuity and familiarity is still very, very strong and deep entrenched with these relationships. It kind of brings us to this right here, Glenn. We know what Corey Raymond can be on the field and off the field. LSU kind of did have, you know, a couple more positions to fill. The first one, it's being reported by Billy Embody over there at On3 that Jake Olson, who was another defensive assistant, is headed to Baton Rouge. This is a guy who spent time on staff in 2021 as an analyst and has experience in the state of Louisiana at Northwestern State, ULM, and Nichols as special teams coordinator and recruiting and working with safeties. So hypothetically here, Corey Raymond's your figurehead. He's the guy you send out on the recruiting and obviously to be able to coach these guys, but he could be assisted if Jake Olson is going to be an on-field coach, which then in turn, as we kind of crunch the numbers, I don't have my Excel spreadsheet pulled up. I don't think you either do either, but you kind of start to look at this. That would fill out the on-the-field coaching staff for the defensive side of the football. Not a ton on Jake Olson, but once again, Glenn, it just continues with the continuity. He's familiar with Louisiana, understands how to recruit this state, and also knows what Blake Baker wants in his defense.
Yeah, and I think it's a good addition in terms of just like the continuity thing that we were just talking about here. Like, Olson's a guy that has been around Blake Baker. He knows what he wants in terms of defense and in terms of the way that he wants his guys to be coached. And yeah, I think he'll be a great help to whether it's special teams or safeties. I think they're still it's still pretty early here, so it's hard to know exactly what role he's going to be pegged into. I wouldn't be surprised if LSU makes another move here. I think that you've got to at least explore the idea of making something else happen, whether it's, you know, special team safeties, obviously whatever happens here with the offensive staff, and you've got to probably make another hire there as well. So like there's the jobs are now starting to fill up here for sure. We'll see if Olson's ready to maybe take on a little more responsibility. He's been an analyst, you know, at Missouri as well. So maybe that's another way that he can kind of dive into the program and help out. But bringing in people that Blake Baker's familiar with, that all these assistant coaches that are going to be around him are familiar with, that's just going to make everybody's job easier in terms of devising a scheme, devising plans for these players, relaying them to them over the next couple months. So when they get into spring, they can really just attack this thing head on and start implementing their defensive system, which I think is going to be very exciting for LSU fans. This is going to be an attack style defense. This is going to be a lot of guys going after the football and hopefully some technically sound play in the back end here to really help improve the overall execution and efficiency of this defense. So lots to be, I think, excited about, but you still got to go out there and develop and bring in maybe a couple more pieces, certainly on the interior D line, maybe in the secondary as well. But in terms of coaching hires, in terms of where this thing started 2 weeks ago, I think you can pretty accurately say that LSU's done a pretty bang up job of finding the right people. And now it's just about going in and developing and getting the scheme right, getting the roles right, and letting the play on the field next fall speak for itself.
Tackling, man, sound tackling. That'd be something really, really nice to watch.
Yeah.
We're going to end it with this last topic of conversation, defense, we've been talking about it so much, but LSU still has left to make officially or public decisions about what they're going to do at the offensive coordinator position. I was 0 for 1 in my, you know, my prediction that the longer it went on with Corey Raymond, the less likely it would happen. How do you feel with the current situation of it's really being all kind of quiet? We haven't heard any rumors of interviews, rumors of anything like that. Would it surprise you, Glenn, if we just got a press release from Michael Bonnet saying Cortez Hankton and Joe Sloan are co-OCs? You know what I mean? Or Joe Sloan's the OC and Cortez Hankton's been elevated to a different title. Would that surprise you if we just got one of those in the next 1 or 2 weeks?
1 or 2 weeks, maybe 1 or 2 days. I mean, like that wouldn't be surprising to me at all. Look, I think rightfully so, the immediate focus was on the defensive side of the ball. And I think that they knew that they needed to fill these positions first before addressing the offensive staff. And for me, what this has told me is, we've now gone, I believe the staff was officially fired on January 3rd. So we've gone almost two whole weeks now, and there hasn't been even a sniff of an offensive coordinator interview or link to this thing. Like, if LSU was really considering an outside hire for this, I do feel like that maybe they would have been double dipping and double tasking in terms of not only the defensive side of the ball, but also on offense as well. That honestly, to me, just points to this being an internal hire, an internal promotion for Joe Sloan, for Cortez Hankton, which I think is very well deserved. I'm sure we'll have another pod dissecting all that in the next couple days or week, or whatever long it takes to make that official. But I do think that's ultimately the way this thing blows. And, look, I do think that both of those guys are deserving of not only just the bigger title, but the bigger the pay raise, everything that they've done for this offense in the last year and a half. They've been huge, huge parts of the success here of the offense. You saw it, at least a little taste of it in the bowl game, what this group I think could be capable of with those two kind of leading the charge. But I do think that that's more likely than not it's going to happen. That's going to be the route that LSU goes here. But what are your thoughts on that? What do you think kind of is the ultimate trajectory here with the OC and kind of the offensive staff filling out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think it was the right choice to invest almost 110% attention to the defense. Because even – let's just play the game, even if they don't hire them. Yes, there's been a lot of moving parts. No one could have predicted the domino effect that Nick Saban retiring would have put on you. But, not knowing that, you still had to get defense right. Because even if you would have gone out and got a guy that was going to be the best OC, the Broyles Award winner next year, you didn't fix defense, we'd be having this maybe the same conversation that we had, this past season. So I think it was rightfully so they went that way. And I am with you. It will not surprise me if we just see a press release announcing a promotion. And, maybe there's going to be an analyst that steps into an on-the-field role, into some capacity on the offensive side of the football.
Need a tight end coach.
It would be a tight end coach. Yes. Yes, and so that's something for me that I think that we'll see happen here fairly soon, man. But it's do we get to take a breath now, or do we have to kind of wait for the next domino to fall? I mean,
The next domino will be. It sounds like Terry Bussey here in the next couple weeks. We've got Ryan Williams. Is that correct? That's going to be on campus
visiting
here
Tomorrow. I believe on Wednesday. You're probably watching this on Wednesday, but he's visiting on Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see kind of what comes out of that visit. We'll be on top of all that stuff. But no, I don't think there's any rest for the weary. We got baseball starting up here in a couple weeks. We've got basketball.
Men's basketball, big game tomorrow night, Glenn.
Big game tonight. I guess when most people are watching this, it'll be tonight or yesterday. Big game. Look, there's lots of we don't sleep in January. We sleep in July, late June, July, depending on when LSU baseball ends. But that's maybe the downtime that we'll have. But it's going to be pretty much full steam ahead here over the next several months.
Well, God willing, I'll have a 1 month old by then. I don't think I'll be sleeping at all, so I might just hang out on the YouTube channel on the boards all night long. I'll be the nocturnal board moderator. That's what I'll be during the months of June, July. So, hey, we appreciate you tuning in, guys. You have done a fantastic job, just watching and commenting and creating great discussion on our content over the first couple weeks here of the new year. 2024 has been off with a bang. And, Glenn, if I'm not mistaken, I know you put that tweet out today, If you're watching this on Tuesday night, I thought the last day was the other day. It's actually, I believe, today. 60% off annual VIP membership. I think you can still get. Take advantage of it. Link down in the bio, whether you're watching this on YouTube, you're listening to it. Man, we appreciate it. We have great conversation on the message boards, a great community of LSU fans, and a growing community that we want you to be a part of. So hope you join us. That's Glenn West. My name's Bryce Kuhn. We'll catch you next time here on the Go 24/7.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.